praat mee over onderwerpen die je leuk vindt. Like SBS Dutch op Facebook en deel je mening.
Het is weer bijna zover. Het Eurovision Song Festival. SBS zendt het al jaren uit. En dit jaar doet Australië voor de tweede keer officieel mee aan de wedstrijd. Jammer genoeg hangt er dit jaar een donkere wolk over het Songfestival. Want de Oekraïense Veiligheidsdienst wil de gehandicapte Russische zangeres Julia Samoilova de toegang tot het land verbieden. De IBU, die het Eurovision Songfestival organiseert, is diep teleurgesteld over dit besluit. Dat niet alleen tegen de geest van het festival gaat, maar ook tegen het principe van inclusiviteit. Vorige week sprak de IBU-directeur-generaal Ingrid Del Tanre haar diepe bezorgdheid uit over het verbod en noemde het verbod van de Oekraïense overheid onaanvaardbaar. Mijn Russische collega Sima Chinkin sprak met de officiële woordvoerder van de Eurovisie-comité in Kiev, Pavlo Spilko. Wat is het antwoord van het organisatiecomité op de kritiek van de IBU, de European Broadcasting Union?
You know, as an organizing committee, we have to follow the rules and the laws of the country. If that's the decision from the Ukrainian authorities, we have to follow that. So, but at the same time, I'd like to remind you that at the end of the head of the delegations meeting, we had a briefing where Mr. Kirilenko, who is the vice premier minister of Ukraine, expressed a hope that all 43 countries will participate in Eurovision this year, which will be the repeat of the record for the Eurovision. So we still hope that at some point there's going to be a positive decision and all 43 countries will take part in Eurovision 2017.
Houdt de commissie in Kiev soms nog enkele suggesties voor de Oekraïense overheid ten opzichte van het reisverbod voor de Russische zangeres Julia Samoilova?
It's hard for us to comment on that because, again, we live in the country and we have to follow the rules and the laws. But at the same time, there might be another option, maybe, that can be, some decision taken that maybe it's going to be another participant or... But it's just, my thoughts. But this decision will be made by the authorities of Ukraine, and I know 100% that they've been in a very deep contact with the European Broadcasting Union, and they're trying to come up with a solution.
En als laatste, wat vond Pavlo Spilko, de officiële woordvoerder van het Eurovisiecomité in Kiev, van de Australische deelname aan het festival? Het is toch zo ver van Europa.
I think it's fantastic that Australia joined Eurovision, and I think that with the help of Australia, there can be more countries from not Europe, maybe China or some country from America that would join it. You know, nowadays Eurovision is the biggest TV show in the world, which is being watched by more than 200 million people. Say even 10, 12 years ago, it was a little bit different situation. It was watched by a little bit over 100 million people, and it was compared with Super Bowl in the States. Now it's twice the Super Bowl. So with Australia joining, and maybe then with some other countries joining, it will really be the biggest, biggest ever TV show in the world. So we thank Australia, that Australia is a part of that. And you had a fantastic participant last year. So we're hoping to see another marvelous performance from your country this year in Kiev.